A Markham man has been arrested following a Halton Regional Police investigation that determined a victim had been trafficked throughout the Greater Toronto Area. Jamil Wong, 32, is charged with trafficking in persons, receive material benefit resulting from trafficking in persons, receive material benefit resulting from sexual services, procuring a person to provide sexual services, exercising control, direction or influence over the movements of a person, knowingly advertise sexual services, sexual assault. Investigators believe there may be other victims and are appealing to anyone with information regarding this investigation to contact the Human Trafficking Unit at 905-825-4777, ext. 4983. Wong is also known by the nicknames RBC and Royal. Tips may also be submitted anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips. Or online. Signs, indicators of human trafficking. Not being allowed to speak for themselves. Not having control of their own money or cell phone. Suddenly having a new or second cell phone with a secret number. Being controlled by others and escorted at all times. Not being allowed to contact family or friends. Withdrawing from family and friends. Providing rehearsed answers to casual questions. Being secretive about their activities. Showing signs of abuse, such as bruising, cigarette burns, fractures, etc. Having a new boyfriend, girlfriend or friend who they won't introduce to friends, family. Having new items, clothing, jewelry etc. outside their financial means. What should you do if you think someone is a victim of trafficking? If there is immediate danger or if you suspect someone is being trafficked, call 911. You may also call the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-833-900-1010. The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is a confidential, multilingual service, operating 24/7 to connect victims and survivors with social services, law enforcement, and emergency services, as well as receive tips from the public. The hotline uses a victim-centered approach when connecting human trafficking victims and survivors with local emergency, transition, and/or long-term supports and services across the country, as well as connecting callers to law enforcement where appropriate.